friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maroni Mimarasi, Sheyichyu, Elinishmas, Rabban Yudalei, Ben Rav Noach Tzvi, the schus Rabbi Eitan Feldman, the Baruch Abba Hatzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, Hu, V'chol B'nei Beiso, in the Gemara, in Maseches Bava Basra, and of Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Toshma, Matzah ba'aveda, if a person finds an aveda, then the din is Imrov Yisrael Chayv Lahachriz. If it's mostly Jews, then he has to announce this aveda. And if it's Rov Kenanim, but it's mostly Goyim, he doesn't have to announce the aveda. My Shamus Leidam Razina Batsariba, who says you go after the Rov? It's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Because he says that you're allowed to be Zochet and Aveda b'makom sherabim mitzuyim sham. So in other words, Rav Shimon ben Elazar is sensitive to Rov, to many. So therefore, he says that if it's a place that there are many people and you find an Aveda, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. So here also, when you have this case of Rov Yisrael, you have to announce it. Rov Kananim, you don't have to announce it. That must be Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And this is going to resolve the query of the Gemara, which wanted to know, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, when he says if you find it in a place where there are many people, are the many people many Goyim or even many Jews? So Shema Asmina, we can learn from here, Kikam Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar who says that you're allowed to be Zochet and Aveda, where there are many people there, Berov Kenanim, if they're mostly Goyim, Avo Berov Yisrael, there Rav Shimon ben Elazar, if it's Rov Yisrael, he didn't allow it. So the Gemara is Docha this Rai, and it says, no, Hamani, who is this? This is the Rabbanan who argued with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and even though the Mishnah says you go after Ribuy Anashim, nevertheless, there's no necessity to say that it holds like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because it could be that the Chamar Mot Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that you go after the reason of Ribuy Anashim, if it's Rov Kenanim. And if it's Rov Yisraelim, they wouldn't agree, but if it's Rov Kananim, they would say, you follow the Rov. Shimon Elazar says, even if it's Rov Yisrael, you can still keep it. But maybe this is Rabbanan, and they hold, if it's Rov Kananim, you can keep it, so it's no proof what Shimon Elazar holds. It says, the Gemara Tifshot Minei, at least agree say from this, the Mod Rabbanan Rav Shimon ben Elazar, we had another suffix. Do the rabbis agree to Rav Shimon Elazar when it's Rov Kananim? So you see from here that they do. So the Gemara says, yes, correct. And offers another hesber why you can't solve any of our sfeikas. Eloliolam Rav Shimon ben Elazar, afilu Rov Yisrael Nami. Really, this Mishnah is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And even if it's Rov Yisrael, also Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds, you go after Ribuy Anashim, and you don't have to announce it. V'hacha b'maya skinan. Here where he's mechalik between Rov Yisrael and Rov Kenanim. What are we talking about in this Mishnah? B'tamon. It's talking about an object that was hidden. This shehutman sham midas ayidei be'alav. It was hidden there by the owner, and he's not misyayish. And therefore, if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to announce it because it was hidden. If it's lost, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says you can keep it. But if it's hidden, and you have to announce it. Frek de Gemara, Ibe Tamon, Mayavidite Gabe. If it's Tamon, what's his business with this? What is he doing with it? But not Matzakli Ba'ashba, Mechuse lo yigabo. You find the Kli in the Ashba, and it's Mechuse. In other words, you see that the person hid it in there. Don't touch it. Because it's a Makom HaMishtaber, Mishtaber, and it's Mishtaber, makes sense. The Bailim put it there, Midaitam. It's not an Aveda. Magula, if it's exposed on top of the garbage, then take it and announce it. But if it's hidden in there, maybe he hid it. See here also, if it's hidden, then what's pshat in the Mishnah that it says, Imrov Yisrael, Chayiv Lahachriz, why do you have to announce it? Why are you touching it b'chlal? It's tamun. You shouldn't touch it at all. answers the Gemara that Rav Papa says it's talking about in another context. Rav Papa says it's talking about an ash b'shein asui lipanos v'nimachala lefanos sachinami. In the Mishnah also we're talking about there are Jews and Goyim in this town. We're talking about an object that it's in a garbage that is not generally removed at this time, and then the Bailim decides anyway to take it to remove the garbage, and therefore the Bailim has to announce it in order that the owner doesn't lose out. So normally you don't touch an aveda if you know that it's munach there on purpose, but here you have to, because otherwise the guy's going to lose it. That's why you have to announce it. That's one teret to the Gemara. The Gemara gives another teret. Vibay sam liolam rabbanan. Really, the Mishnah is like the rabbanan, and we're talking about an aveda that was found in a place shirabim mitsuyim sham, like we wanted to say originally. Nevertheless, you can't prove that this is that the Chachamim agree to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, they're mostly Goyim, that the rabbis only say mostly Jews. No. Really, the rabbis don't agree if it's mostly Goyim. Because Mikatani, does the Mishnah say, Hein Shelo, that they belong to him? No. Eino Chayev Lahachris Katani. Which is, he doesn't have to announce it. V'yaniach. And he should leave it there. Until a Jewish people come, a Jewish person comes, he's going to give a simon, and he's going to take it. Since most it's rov kinanim, he doesn't have to announce it, but he can't take it for himself either. Rashi says, "La'olam rabbanan." It's really the rabbanan, uvisheena tamun, and it's not hidden. And don't say that he agrees that if it's most kananim, you can take it. Don't say that the rabbis agree to Reb Shimon Elazar, because it doesn't say hein shelo. It doesn't say it's his. It says if it's mostly goyim, it doesn't say you can take it. It just says if it's mostly goyim, you don't have to announce it. Because since it's mostly Goyim, if it's Rov Kananim, maybe it belongs to the Goy. But you can't take it, because we don't go after Rov and Mamanis. We don't go after Rov and Mamanis. Therefore, maybe it belongs to a Jew. So we have no proof from here that the rabbis agree with Reb Shimon Elazar. Really, the rabbis hold that even if it's Rov Kananim, you don't have to announce. And here it just says, Eino Chayev Lahachris. You don't have to announce it, but not that you can take it. Shimon Elazar holds if it's Rov Kananim, you can take it. The rabbis hold, no, you don't have to announce it. You should leave it there. Because according to Rashi, maybe it belongs to a Jew. He'll get a simon and take it. Maybe it belongs to a guy, but the fact that it's Rov Goyim doesn't necessarily mean that it belongs to the guy. So we can't be poshed, we can't solve any of our doubts from this Mishnah. Because it turns out that it could be that the rabbis disagree with Reb Shimon ben Elazar, even when it's Rov Kananim, and they hold that you can't take it. Unlike what Shimon Elazar says, it was Rov Kananim, you can't take it. They'll, no, you can't take it. You just leave it there. And then if the Jew comes and gets it, then it's the Jews. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel ha-gemara. We've gotten to the top of 24b. In the Tshuvis of the Chasam Sofer, in Yerideya in Siman Kuf Ayin Hey, he writes that L'chora Rashi is very difficult to understand. Rashi writes, I want to quote his lashon, the cave in the Ruba Kenanim, Dilma de Kenanim, or since it's Rov Kenanim, maybe it belongs to the Goy. So therefore, it doesn't necessarily belong to the Jew. Belong to a Jew. Maybe it belongs to a Goy. But even though it belongs to a Goy, you can't take it. V'shelo nami lo have. Why can't you take it? Lo azle rabbanan basa ruba b'memona. Because you don't go after Rov and Mamonis. So yes, odds are that it belongs to a Goy. But you can't take it because we don't go after Rov and Mamonis. So the Chasam Sofer, Yoredeya, Simen Kuf, Ayin Hei, writes that Rashi is very shver. Because Adarabba, Mamon is more cow. Mamon, it's easier to take Mamon. It's easier to go after the Rov and Mamon. Because Mamon is the Siyai of the Mechila. It's not like Isser, that's absolute, that's objective. Money is a subjective thing. Say I have $1 million. So it could be 1 second I have $1 million, and 3.5 seconds later I decide to give it to you. And then you have $1 million. See, Siyai of the Mechila. I can just be Mochel, I can give it. And it's not mine anymore. No problem, no halachic problem. Iraq, Cheskas Mamon Alim, Shafilu Mamon Hakal. Just the chazak of Mamon is stronger. Because you're not motzi Mamon Ali de Rov. Because Cheskas Mamon is strong. So you're right, we don't go after the Rov and Mamon. It's because there's a Cheskas Mamon. But says the Chasam Sofer, if there's no Cheskas Mamon, so then why should we be so machmir? In Isser, we follow the Rov, so in Mamonis, we should also follow the Rov. Why don't you follow the Rov in Mamonis when there's a Cheskas Mamon? Because Cheskas Mamon is so strong. But here there is no Cheskas Mamon. Nobody's Muchzuk in this Mamon. So you should taka follow the Rov. Assume it belongs to a guy, and you can take it home. No chiva shavas aveda. So why don't we go after the Rov like in Asurin? And so yet gefragt the Heilige Chasam Sofer. So Moreno Rabbeinu, we've had many shiurim going through the Nosan Pirio on Meseches Bava Metzia, which is really, really exciting because Agoin Reb Nosan has about over 450 delicious pages of Chidushei Torah, just delicious. I remember I was in Geula many, many years ago, and there's some shtiblach there, and I assume they're still there. And opposite the shtiblach, they had a sfarim store. I assume the sfarim store is still there. And I saw this in the back of the store, 40 shekels. I said, 40 shekel for this? This is like worth 40,000 shekel. So I picked up my Nosan Pirio on Bava Metzia, and I've mamish, haven't stopped having Hanah since. In any event, so Rav Nosan answers as follows, based on, to explain Rashi, based on Tosas and Bava Basra 23b, Divra Maschil Chutz. The kevan, the yochel is baral de achroza. Mishum hachi ain ochel mitzia achar a rov. Kevan dika levrure. Chinami afagav sheno yochel achris. Daruba akum ninu. Shem yavi akum yitim bosim via machzer aveda lenochri. Bikol mokom ain o shelo. Kevan sheef shelavara de bedika. Yimiova yisrael yitim bosim in yachzirena. Since if you announce it, what's going to happen? You're going to announce, I found such and such an object. And a goy is going to come and he's going to give a simon. And in principle, there's an Isser l'hachzir aveda l'nachri. That's the Rambam says, the Kiddush Hashem involved. But in general, is an isur lahachzir avedah lenachri. Therefore, don't announce it. Nevertheless, it's not yours, because you could be mevar lebedika. There's a way to be mevar. In other words, ein chinami. We should go after the rov, and you could take it back because there's no cheskas mamon here. But here's a different case, because you could be mevar who the owner is, because maybe the Israelite is going to come, and he's going to give a simon, and you're going to be able to return it to him. Ayin sham b'divrei ha'taisvus v'yisod ha'davar mavor b'shitu mukubetzis kan b'shem ha'ran, that the Ran explains that since it's rov goyim, he's not chayav in ha'shavas ha'vedis, go up to the rov k'sharis surim. However, it's not yours, because maybe the Israel is going to come and he's going to give a simon. So it's not al tzcheskes mamon, because here there is no cheskes mamon. If somebody has a cheskes mamon, then the rov doesn't shter us. We don't care about the rov. But here there's no cheskes mamon. The Ran says, since there's no cheskes mamon, you should go after the rov. Elohacha midirabonan be'alma hu detikun de'lo nezel b'ham milsa b'aser ruba came in the efshe shavu Yisrael v'yitain simonea. Here, midirabonan, we're mitaken that we don't go after the rov, because maybe a Jew is going to come and give simanim. So the Reign of Rabbeinu Rav Nassin says that this is Pshat and Rashi. I'm not exactly sure. Next time I speak to him, and he can speak back to me, I'll ask him. But to say that this is Pshat and Rashi, he says, Aval kavanas Rashi hi al pi ma shekosfu betosis bava basra, v'yisoda davar mavor v'shita mukubetzis b'shem ha'ran. So he's mefurish sholel that the Ran is negates this idea of basar rov. Rashi says, Rashi brings in the idea of the rov here. Rashi says you can't go after rov and mammon. We said that here you should go after the rov, because no cheskes mamon. So it's not mitam that the rabbis don't go after the rov, but rather, as the Ran explains, it's mitam that in this case you could be mevarer. So if you could be mevarer, you can't take it home. That's why yaniach. That's why you should you shouldn't take it for yourself. Can't keep it. It's interesting. The lashon of the Gemara is v'yaniach. What does v'yaniach mean? V'yaniach means leave it there. So, and the Gemara says, and a Jew will come and give a simon and take it. So the yaniach doesn't mean leave it in the garbage. Yaniach means leave it by you. Now you can't keep it, but leave it by you. And the reason again is because he could be mevar. A Jew can come and give a simon. So that's a little bit of a discussion about this Rashi. There's a lot more to talk about over here. And I hope in the next year, and maybe more than one, we will expand and see neflos mitoros Hashem. That's mamish my hope. We should be zochet l'mod u'lameid shmor v'la'asot u'lekayem et kol divrei talmud torah tov v'ahava. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.